Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from our bedroom studio in the Pacific Northwest, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. So goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. The only reason I wanted to play that intro is because it's King of the Hell. And you know what? Fuck everyone else.
I've been watching. I can't believe you got that to work. Holy shit.
Dude, it worked amazingly. It worked out pretty well. You know what?
I thought it was
It's done. The intro's so short. It just like it just lets you move into conversation.
You know, I liked it.
It was very good.
You know what?
I approved.
Greatly approved.
Anyways, who's he got on the radio show this week?
Everyone.
We need a round table, and we'll start at my right,
which would be me.
That's you, fucker.
Because you know me because I'm always on.
Who are you?
It's true. Yeah.
And I'm.
But who are you?
They call him Drew.
We're Drew.
Drew Boo.
Drew and Drew on the same mic.
Oh shit! That's gonna confuse everybody. All right, fix this now. Your name is now Klaus, and we will move on to the next.
So he's Luis.
What?
No, I'm Sergey.
What the fuck?
Sergey Bubka.
Yo, what's up? It's Ben on the mic, motherfucker. Yeah.
All
right, who's next?
Hey, hello. It's Theron again. Sharing a mic with Benji.
Yay! Next.
Oh, snap. It's 2 weeks running, Philip. Yeah.
You're going to become a real veteran after this.
Hey, what's up? It's Casey. It's my first time.
He's not cool.
Stoked.
Okay, now I just want to
get ready to get your cherry pop, motherfucker.
I want
to talk like that. We don't know what
Casey is the coolest ever.
I want to figure this out really quick. How do you guys know Casey?
Oh, snap.
Well,
anyway.
Well, the longest.
Yes.
And true. This better not go on for 10 seasons. Like,
no,
get this
no,
out
no,
in 5
no,
minutes.
No, okay.
No, well, I just met him when I was in second grade.
Yeah,
no shit,
all.
Really.
We've been friends since.
And
nice. He's always chill.
I met Ben like 2 years
all
ago.
All kinds of crazy shit.
Theron's my stepbrother.
Pullman, baby.
Hell
yeah,
dude.
That
shit was
nuts.
Everybody loves Pullman. Who doesn't love Pullman?
That's a good question.
Pullman is a fun place. Pullman is ridiculous.
Chicago's where it's at.
Chicago. That's one place I aim to go. Anyways, Theron's my stepbrother, and thus I met Casey through Theron, and Casey's just like a brother, too. He's a bro. Casey,
dude, Chicago is straight up dangerous. I've been to Chicago.
You know
it's
second
well,
highest
it's cold, man.
Country.
It's nice until you realize you could be killed like anywhere. It's terrifying.
Could be worse. Could be Detroit.
Yeah. No, that's very true.
That reminds me of that Cleveland.
There was a video
or Akron. Like, ugh.
It could be Harlem.
It's true. There's.
I think I would take Harlem over Detroit.
Did you just say Harlem?
No.
Harlem
what about Compton? Yes.
Okay, has anybody seen the movie Straight Outta Compton?
I know.
I really want
to.
I need to see this.
I've completely forgotten that was out, and I'm really stoked to see it.
Dude, I want
to
see it
my sister
so
and,
bad.
My sister and her fiance went and saw it, and they said it was really good.
What about
pirating movies?
Is that, you know what? I approve of
I
that.
Don't think they're available on the usual channels as of yet. I
Who?
Will keep you posted.
Bring your cell phone in the theater.
Just tape it to your forehead
exactly.
And look forward the entire time. No one will notice
it's
what
not
you're doing.
Where you
grab your
bangs.
Glass.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Man, dude, I got to dig
wear
that
the
thing
dust
up
off,
again.
Get the dust off your Google Glass. If you're not going to use it, I'll take it off your hands.
Yeah,
you
know
what?
Seriously,
price.
Use your Google
you know
Glass.
What?
God damn.
There's no really. Dust on it because it's in a cloth bag that
Gross.
Came with it. The entire fuck off.
Dust you know still gets in there.
It's. I don't even know if it still works. I have to
that is true.
Pull it
I don't
out.
Know if it still works. How much was
how
it, Renee?
Yeah,
how much
how
was
you...
it?
I'm not at liberty to say, Benjamin.
You went from wearing it everywhere to never taking it out of a bag for months.
The updates fell off. It was more just like I put in my time for the beta period. And
why?
Then, what do you mean why? It became a dead program. I didn't expect that to happen. I was happy to, you know, provide
your
my service.
To the internet and then went about your way?
Yeah, I'm a piece of You're history, saying... motherfucker. Don't you, like, diss that, all
right?
I get to hang on to that
That's
piece of
right.
hardware forever and say that I... helped pioneer the machines taking over humanity. So you're fucking
I'm
welcome.
I'm sure people said the same thing about Laserdisc
you know
and Betamax.
I was
Thus
a part
Terminator
of history, motherfucker.
And
I had this technology. I know it didn't go anywhere, but I was a part of it.
And you guys ever used a Betamax?
Really fucked up, Drew.
Nope. What in the shit is a Betamax?
You know, that's a damn good question. It was,
Betamax was the equivalent. Betamax to VHS is what HD DVD was to Blu-ray.
Oh, shit. No, I know what it was. It was, it was the VHS before VHS.
It was
VHS.
That's exactly it was VHS's what it was. Direct competitor, and the VHS came along and basically just completely destroyed
just
it. It was like, it was like HD DVD. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh,
God. Never that used one so in dumb. My
There was HD
oh,
DVD,
God.
And then there was Blu-ray. And they were competitors, and then Blu-ray won.
Hi, Casey.
No. Who is What was HD DVD? Who owned that?
Microsoft.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Suck a dick, Microsoft.
And then Sony had Blu-ray.
Every time Microsoft loses.
Yeah, I know. I fucking hate Microsoft right now. I mean, I hated them for a while.
The
but side
Windows
is, 10. When Microsoft wins, we lose.
Windows 10.
All right. This...
Fuck you, Windows 10.
I know.
Oh,
sure.
Nobody cares.
Every day, it's like your new upgrade is available.
Yeah, no, I'm just like, yeah, that's cool. I don't want it. I don't want that shit. I don't want spyware.
This is like, well, too bad. We own your computer anyways, so we're installing it. It doesn't matter what you think.
This is turning into like our once per week PSA of do not fucking install Windows 10. It is the worst.
Fuck
idea
Windows 10.
That you could ever you have. Do not do it. And you know what? There's other creepy shit cropping up, like not even in Windows. The campus network at WSU Vancouver, it's doing some shady shit.
What?
I do not like it.
Like what?
I've written an a letter to the editor already. All right, so here's what
I know
have
they've
to
had
do.
Really fucky issues with their internet lately.
Just lately, it's like
just
in this first week?
In this
yeah, within this first week, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so...
37.
Here's what you have to do. Before they made changes to the internet, all you had to do was you logged on to an unsecured Wi-Fi network. You couldn't go anywhere except WSU sites until you logged in with your WSU student ID and password. And then, like, maybe every 3 or 4 hours, God forbid, you'd have to put the password back into the web browser again. And that's apparently what's prompted all of these changes that have happened recently, which is now you have to download a program that connects to the Wi-Fi for you.
LOL. Nope, using guest account.
I'm out. I'm out forever. I wrote an editor... I wrote a letter, rather.
How did you write an editor? How did you write a person into existence?
You don't want me to get into that shit, man.
Are you accessing our show's power to just talk things into existence?
I'm not at liberty to say that either.
How have you harnessed that ability and not gone on with fucking cover boards?
What?
Which this is, again, another
you
one.
You are gone
for
rogue.
Week.
No, they've got
I are gone rogue.
I understand the grammar's terrible.
No, it's the 20-somethingth of October.
It is.
Wait, what was the,
again, this is, again, our once per episode reminder, since we're doing our once per week things, that hoverboards are coming in September.
Or, God damn it.
Which we
this
have,
is the last week of August.
We have a month. I mean.
Oh, shit. No, don't say that.
Marty, we have a couple
don't
days
say
left.
That.
Honey buns.
Marty McFly please. Comes back to the future in over a month and a half.
Damn.
Son, where'd you find this? I'm just kidding.
We're having some problems with our real life to fictional universe congruency here. We need to fix that. Lexus, get your shit together or give the patents to Tesla because your hoverboard is dog shit.
Or people
I heard it.
Giving
it ran on magnets, though, right?
Together.
It runs on superconductors, so you can only fly over metal surfaces, which...
Where does that exist?
Where are those in the ground?
Anywhere that concrete's been laid?
They are man-made.
It really has been because they
but
have
I can't ride that around my fucking street, can I? I can't ride
well.
It.
Well,
yeah, there's... metal underneath the street, which, and again, that reinforces the thing, you can't fly, you can't go for water.
Yeah,
unless you got power.
Although, I don't know how that works with superconductors. Like, I think you have
fire, that's how it works.
You set the lake on fire, and then you're home free? Yeah. I didn't think it was that easy.
Yes. No.
We should try it to find out.
Unless you have power, Renee.
Well, you've already been burned a decent percentage of your body.
All right, I volunteer. It won't hurt me.
Volunteer.
You get
Ryan,
to where the...
push me in the fire again.
You fell in the fire. Nobody pushed you. Good
you
Lord.
Literally fell
you
in the
fell
fire
in the fire
like
sideways
a
like
dumbass.
An idiot.
And the sad part was, I wasn't even drinking.
Bro, let me light this fucking
yes, that's what
candle.
The sad part
let's
was.
Into the coals.
Let's lean sideways in a folding camp chair to light a Roman candle.
Genius!
And then just, like...
Guys, I fell in!
Cool.
Get me out of here!
Yeah,
oh,
and let's just stay there instead of actually getting
shit.
Out. And then depend on me to come and save your ass.
Thanks again.
Dude, that was fucked up. Andrew's just laying in the fire like, dude,
hey, you know what? I still don't regret it.
I would. Speaking of not drinking, I would like to mention that this is the first show Andrew has been on since he has turned 21 years of age. So congratulations,
cheers, motherfuckers!
Get drunk.
What are you drinking?
Sadly coarse.
Lame. Could have picked something better, like this glass of sparkling wine that I have, although I think we're out of it.
We are definitely out of it. We drank that entire bottle.
Why the hell do wine bottles...
You guys kill it.
Why do the wine bottles go so fast?
Because they're gay.
Oh,
and
yo!
Okay,
alcohol.
Hold up.
Because y'all want to be fancy all the time.
Ben is making a mad dash into the kitchen.
Wait, I thought you were in the kitchen. Ben, make me a sandwich while you're there.
I feel like that'd be the name of a really good
drinking game. He responds with a, go fuck yourself, Andrew.
That's fucking good. Mm. Yep. Yes, it is the first episode I've been on.
I can only hope he's getting a Sauvignon Blanc.
Some motherfucking Carlo Rossi.
Yeah!
No.
Wow.
No, man.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I don't think they got picked up by the mics, Ben, but whatever.
I'm sure it did.
It's, that whole thing was like $9.
It's time for some goddamn Rossi.
All right, I got an empty cup. Put it in here.
Okay, the best use for that is making hot spiced wine, honestly.
Oh, not even God,
no,
so
actually, that's what mom uses, is that brand of stuff, the big half gallons of it.
What is that?
It.
Oh, so bad.
Why have you
it's
put
a really,
so
really bad
my
cheap
cup.
Red wine.
You asked for it, bro.
Oh, God, what have I done to myself? Right, I didn't know this stuff tasted bad.
Devil.
Let me take a pull.
All right, I'm going to try it.
All right, we're taking live pulls of Rossi at the fucking...
What? This is okay. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's good stuff, dude.
Why are you saying it's bad?
Oh, because
it's not bad as in, like, it'll... Oh.
Because it's terrible.
Wine is good with food, but not by itself.
Seriously.
Ben, do we have to start the burp count?
Red wines with...
burp count.
The burp count.
To tell the truth...
40, 40.
To tell the
white
truth,
wines with
I never actually did the burp count for the last episode.
Brutal.
Someone's going to have to remind
time.
Me.
Phil, what are we
I
at?
I know.
We're like 39.
You're definitely... No, you're past 40s. You're like 43 or so.
Fuck.
Let's just call
it a solid... Dude, if you drop that, Benjamin,
I'm not going to drop it.
Careful.
All right. I request everyone be careful with their beverages today.
Hey. I do wine.
Whatever you're drinking.
Very good.
Wine is good with food.
I am a whiskey and beer guy.
Congratulations.
I like water.
Okay,
water
so
tastes really good.
Ben has
like
something
hydration.
To say.
What happened in everybody's week?
Oh, you know what? That's a
I
good
started
question.
School.
I also started school.
Got money.
Lame.
I know. Sorry. It's gay.
And not a whole lot else.
I've just been chilling on leave. You know, I've been enjoying my vacation time.
I have been sitting at home, drinking, chasing goats,
you know,
playing
that,
video games, and smoking weed.
And that's
chasing the goats.
And that's just today.
Why are you chasing the goats, Ben?
Because dude, you're
wearing your hip waders again
they,
in the book.
They
go
got
party.
Out. They got out three times today, and it was fucking awful. I was running around with like a, you know what a shepherd stick is, right?
Yeah, it's a cane
long...
with a hook on it.
Yeah, I have one of those. Down
you legitimately
the barn.
Have one of those?
Down in the barn is bright red. It's a big metal stick with a hook
just
in it.
You need to go out in the field in like a giant brown robe,
dude,
and just go wandering around.
It's
with
functional,
it.
Dude. You
ben,
can,
if you,
you
didn't
can,
fuck the goats
you
in the
grab
ass
their
every day, they
it.
Wouldn't run from
you. You can hook them with it. It's awesome, dude. It's the best tool for like herding goats. You can just like hook them with it. Drag them wherever you want to. It's fucking perfect.
Because they're all wearing collars.
And they're terrified of it.
I have a feeling it would work well on children as well.
Like, you go to run off, you just hook them around the neck and yank them back.
Can we test this with your sister?
Drew, please don't have children.
I can't guarantee anything, but...
Okay.
No guarantees.
He is getting married, so I expect some
children. Theron, you're up. Yeah. Andrew wants to be an uncle so goddamn bad.
Goddamn right I do.
Aren't you already an uncle?
It doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count? Is it your cousin?
No, it's my sister.
It's his sister's son, therefore his nephew, which makes him an uncle.
All right. Do not even try and get me to understand that family tree bullshit, because I will never get it.
You should realize it's
hey,
woodland,
Renee, you're not alone. You are not alone, sir.
I know. I mean, I've talked about this before, but following family trees is dumb, and you just can't do it. Eventually, you just learn everyone by their name.
Just give up.
And, yeah. Just give up. You'll never keep track of your family. You
screw
might
him.
As well. You might as well be alone for the rest of your life. Now, think of that.
Friends.
Friends what?
Friends are definitely beneficial.
Depressing. Friends are more family than real family.
Whoa, friends are very real.
Water is as thick as blood.
These are such polarizing viewpoints.
Hold up.
I'm just kidding. No. Friends you can trust.
Oingy schmingy flingy.
What happened to the week stories?
We gotta go around.
Yeah, that train has come and gone.
Huh? Oh, have we gotten everyone's week?
Yeah, no.
Ben, put this fucking shit down.
Bitches, what happened during your weeks that was cool or whatever?
Renee, shut the fuck up. Let me say what happened in my week.
Bitches, I didn't realize you wished.
Yeah, Ben said his shit.
Theron goes.
I didn't say my
I get to go last.
Actually, I didn't do anything this
week. What makes you so special?
I just relaxed.
Boy, you really wanted that pedestal for a reason.
No, I wanted to hear what these guys did this week.
Oh, okay, all right.
And you.
All right, cool.
Go on, Philip.
It's very nice.
What did I do this week? You know what? Remember how last week I said I couldn't remember a lot of what I did? It's the same. I don't understand. Well, but I have one thing to say. I did chill in Kubota Garden. It's like this beautiful garden, like SeaTac area. I don't know. It's a beautiful garden.
I've heard of that place.
The Kubota Garden is gorgeous. Past 2 a.m. And it's just a beautiful place. Kind of creepy, but lots of fun. I like to go there and kinda climb creepy. The buildings in the garden. It's a really nice area.
You ever been in the Rose Garden?
The what?
Rose Garden.
There's no rose in it, but
Rose Garden.
That's
the Rose Garden.
What kind of?
It's now the Moda Center. Rose Garden. It's in with the times,
damn it! It's in Portland.
The Rose Garden.
It's basically the stadium where the Blazers play in. They do a lot of concerts.
About the stadium. I'm talking
the
about
Rose
the
Bowl.
The Rose Bowl.
Wait, didn't they change the name of it?
It's the Moda Center.
I hate that.
No, I still call it the Rose Garden though.
Dude, I'm talking about the garden in the park in the park up on the hill.
Oh, the one by the Japanese Gardens.
Yeah, the Rose Garden, dude. That's
yeah,
awesome.
Those the Japanese gardens and the Chinese gardens are all within walking distance of one another, and it's like $10.
Who can't remember it, man?
Luffy,
gentlemen.
Perfect. I've done it. I've
walked. We need to rent a
basically.
Gentlemen, I remembered what I did this week.
Dope.
I'm gonna tell you something.
I'm James Bond at dinner party, clacking my glass. Anyways,
James Bond doesn't do that.
No.
You know when he wants
to shoot people,
shut up,
and sleeps with women.
Can we hear what
he's doing a character. Let him do some space work.
God damn.
I want to know what
you're stressing me out, Casey.
Let's go, people.
All right, that jogged my memory. So, anyways, about
yes.
All right. Whatever works, man.
Yeah. At about 2 a.m., I went to Seattle, right? And I went with a fat group of friends, and there's the most. Okay, I still have
fat as in large or fat as in diameter?
PHAT?
You know what?
Large or diameter?
All right.
No!
Yeah. And it's this beautiful park with nothing but straight up ropes. And I don't understand because 6-year-olds play at it and it can kill them because it's so high up. But, anyways, it looks like it's meant for 20-year-olds. I climbed this park in Seattle and like these walkways that are like 30 feet in the air. And I'm just like, you know what? If this was there when I was a kid, I would have been the happiest kid in the world because I still got 20% kid in me. And it was just amazing. Anyways, that was my
All I picture there is a park, like parks coming up that are 20 and up.
Really high up in the air.
Yeah, sorry, you can't come to this park unless you're 20 years old.
Those are just, you know what those are? Those are just obstacle courses.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, I mean,
I don't understand why it's a kid's park because it's really dangerous.
Climb on top of the monkey bars and walk across the top.
Oh, yeah.
It's so dangerous. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. No, I was doing all
that. Is it 20 and up?
Well, yeah. And the monkey bars at the intermediate school, like there's a standard monkey bars which are 6 feet off the ground, and then they raise like 4 feet higher off the ground because there's other little stuff underneath them.
Do you guys want to hear a story I've already told?
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you told it on the show before?
Stop. What about Casey? What about Casey?
Go for it.
My week?
Casey, what did you do for your week? Tell me
destroyed cabinets all week with my dad doing carpentry.
Nice.
Destroying cabinets. Yeah. He's the cabinet killer.
Had a sledgehammer and a crowbar.
Nice.
That was epic.
Sangria.
So, Ben, what was your story that you had to tell?
I want to hear the story, man.
I didn't
man.
Talk about what happened to me during
Well,
the
we
week.
Don't care about you.
Renee.
All right, well,
Renee,
just kidding.
Tell
go
us what
I
happened.
Care.
Come on.
I'm just joking, Renee.
Inform me.
I built a small, like, I have kind of a data center working in my room now. It's not
what?
A big deal, but it's
no,
kind of.
Did you download Wikipedia yet?
I did not download Wikipedia yet. So far, I don't see any.
What have you been doing with your life?
I've been getting more hard drives. I've been flashing my router with custom firmware. I've been setting up a Raspberry Pi to act as an interface between my various computers.
Fair enough.
And, you know, just making it a bit more professional overall and also redoing all my wiring.
I
it looks
really
very
in addition
nice.
To going to school.
I'm leaving the table.
Yes, in addition.
Just so how many classes do you have this semester?
I will be back soon.
Any labs?
Nope.
Nice.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty
nice. I got a minimum knockdown in my classes too. I only have 5 classes and 1 lab this year
five
or this semester.
Classes?
This semester,
really?
Oh, nice! My God.
Oh. Well, compared to last semester, I had 6 classes and 3 labs.
That's so
fuck that.
Fuck.
I also did the coolest thing ever today. I went to a place in Portland that sells ceramics. And for 3 hours,
I painted
a mini penguin and a turtle having bottomless margaritas.
When you texted us that, that sounded like you were having a bad acid trip watching cartoons.
No, it was the best fucking day ever.
This sounds like literally the best date place.
It was, what?
This sounds like literally the best
date
place.
It is the best fucking date place. Kirstie nailed it. She hit it out of the park. It was fucking awesome. You gotta go.
No, it still sounded like, when you texted that out, it still sounded like you were tripping on
acid,
I was watching cartoons.
It's called Mimosa? What?
The place is called Mimosa, but they give you margaritas. It's a little misleading, but...
You get a mimosa?
What? You don't get a mimosa, no.
How about a martini?
Mojito?
No, it's margaritas only.
How do you spell mojito?
Still don't know what that is.
You need to have one. They're actually pretty good.
They are delicious.
Are those the ones with the fucking leaves floating?
They're the mint ones.
Them, yes.
The mint ones.
Nope.
That's it.
They taste like shit.
Yes, I think they're quite delicious.
Never mind.
They're good.
I have had a mojito before, and I have to say...
Absolute garbage.
I drank it and I thought there was cilantro floating in it. Nope, turns out that mint is in the same family as cilantro. And guess what? Neither of those are getting invited to that Christmas party because those plants
like
are
ball
fucking
sack.
Bullshit.
Tastes like ball sack.
Hey, Renee, are you going to need a cardboard box tonight?
Terrible.
No, I'll be fine.
It was fucking horrible.
How are you today?
It's awful. What?
It's
mojitos
mostly hardwood around you. You should be okay.
It's true. No, I'll seriously be fine.
They're like vodka mint.
I haven't even been in there.
Okay, we have like 2 different conversations going on at the same time.
I request you merge your conversation with ours because we have created a dangerous delineation.
We're all
here.
Talking about alcohol.
Mojitos
so
are
what's
gross.
Okay, so
anyways, moving on, Ben. What were you saying that you we need to
okay.
do?
Okay, terrible story. So, I'm 20 years old, fresh off the
so
boat.
Long ago.
Me and my dad, my grandpa are traveling through Europe. We're in Italy. Renee, you talking shit.
Is this the one where you wet your pants?
Ben,
that doesn't work for you.
Ben,
fuck
you.
Of course
Drew.
I'm talking shit,
Ben.
So
Ben has a story.
I'm in Italy. In this town, I don't even fucking remember anything. It was in the Cinque Terre. It was in these 5 little towns on the coast of Italy. Mm-hmm. So we're in the biggest one. And I'm wandering around trying to find something to do. It's like probably about midnight, and my dad and my grandpa have gone to sleep. They told me to go off and find like a bar or something like that. They were like, yeah, go have fun, whatever. And I don't give a fuck,
knowing that you're not gonna get laid.
Fuck you. So I'm wandering around and I see this family playing on like a playset somewhere, and I'm just like, hey, you guys are speaking English, what's up? Is that an Australian family? Mother, father, 19-year-old son, 22-year-old daughter.
And he still didn't get laid.
Daughter
Don't
immediately
spoil the story.
Daughter immediately starts hitting on me.
Oh?
I'm hitting, like, where...
So, you go to Italy and you meet an Australian chick?
Yeah.
That's how you know he can't make this shit up, man.
Dude, okay. Just let me say, Europe is the holy grail for meeting up with random chicks from whatever country, dude.
That diversity, man.
I'm not even kidding.
Ben
if you go and stay in a youth hostel,
Ben knows best.
You will meet chicks. You will meet fucking chicks from fucking random places of the world, and it's
I'm
fucking
sure.
Awesome.
Well, I'm sure you'll meet them, but could you possibly go further?
You yes, bet you your ass is Australian.
That sounds good.
This different Australian chick was trying to fuck me super hard, but the Swedish dude fucking snipe me like a son of a bitch.
That's
yeah, no, dude, he cruised it.
Those
I
fucking Swedish dudes.
I bought her drinks and shit, and the Swedish dude just fucking cruises in and snipes it like a fucking bitch. It was ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Fuck that guy.
How did he do it? Do you care to go into detail, or is this...
He just was like way... He just like... He had an accent. That did it for her.
Technically,
shit.
To her, you did too.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, you could even
so
accentuate
Swedish
your accent.
Have a better
by...
accent than Americans.
The Swedes? I can't
I
do a
so.
Texan accent,
Swede.
So I'm fucked.
Just do Hank Hill. She'll fall for it.
Oh my
propane.
God.
Bobby, I'll tell you what.
Or, take off I'll your pants.
You could do a sell propane.
What the hell,
you could do a
girl. I just want to see your pussy.
Like, I'll say,
what the hell, Bob? Show me your pussy.
God damn.
Renee, I want you to show me your vagina.
That sounds like you're kind of a perverted Jimmy Stewart. I'm not going to lie.
Perfect. All right.
Well, I don't think that's... Well, Ben, I don't think that's precisely necessary at the moment.
You just got
to
do your best,
Renee, don't talk
Sam
shit
Elliot.
To me right now.
You
got to
do your
you
best Sam Elliott
like
impersonation,
a
Ben.
Squirrel monkey.
Love monkey? The day out, isn't it, boy?
Anyway.
I love that voice.
Yep. So... I talked to this girl's family, and they end up taking me back to their hotel, to the bar, where the dad starts ordering me, like, drinks. And so
as any proper Australian would do.
I drink about 4 rum and cokes, and then I go outside with the dad and smoke a cigarette. We're out there smoking. Everybody in Europe smokes. Just let me... Somebody throw it out there.
Did he touch you inappropriately, Ben?
Wow. I sound
how these
drunk
stories start.
As shit. I am sorry.
You know
man.
What, Ben? Everyone expected that when you came here.
That's
so.
You fair.
Sound they're getting what they came
week.
For.
He didn't
My
even come
sweet
here. We came
Jesus,
to him.
Somebody killed us.
You
so
make more
fucked
sense
up.
Than you did last week. Okay, continue, Ben.
Anyway, so this dad orders me a bunch of drinks. And I get really drunk and I end up having to pee. And so I'm running around this hotel trying to find a bathroom because I can't. And eventually I get to like the end of this hallway and there's this bathroom at the very far end. And like as I'm running towards it, I start to pee my pants. Like I can feel it. It's starting to come on.
No,
it's like going down my leg. So I sprint to the bathroom, tear off my pants. I'm like freaking out trying to like rub it off with like toilet paper and shit like that. Fuck you, Theron.
Toilet
getting
paper
like,
and
other
various
getting like a little
paper.
White little fuzzy from
talk.
Toilet paper all
God
over your
it.
Pants.
Fuck you guys. All right.
Toilet paper and shit like that.
Did it look like a 12-year-old trying to shave
it.
For the
ben,
first time
ben
all over your pants?
I'm back.
Turn it up. All right.
I'm back.
Right. Oh, sangria.
You asked me that.
Sip of all wine.
Ben, what's the story?
Gross. So, I pissed my pants.
Hey, that's
a and I run. That. I run into the bathroom. I look. I tear off my pants. Piss in the toilet. Look down. There's a fat streak down the side of my pants, all the way down to my foot.
Oh, God.
I'm just staring at it, just like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Teresa's dying right now. I'm sorry.
Teresa's standing in the background. I assume just breaking down.
I'm fucking breaking down.
So I'm covered in piss, and I'm trying to figure out what to do. So I like walk back out there in this weird concealing motion to try to like
yes
hide the leg that's just covered in pee.
Nice.
It doesn't work at all. She notices immediately. But she doesn't say shit until we get outside. When we get outside, she starts talking mad shit about me pissing my pants. She starts telling like subtle jokes like, yeah, well, at least I didn't like piss myself. And just shit like that. Like, it was fucked up. It was messed up.
Was this a date, Ben?
I wish it was. Oh, my gosh.
So, do you still communicate with this
it
girl?
It stopped being
dude,
a date.
You missed
the
story,
Facebook. She likes all my Instagram shit, dude. I'm
going
to hit her up
quickly.
When I go to Australia.
All right. I got
when,
this.
When are you going to Australia again? I swear you mentioned that earlier.
No, soon, it, yeah.
It was a while ago. Ben.
It's going to be dope.
When? Wait, for what?
Like
for vacation?
November.
For a vacation?
You're going there in November?
Yeah.
You should postpone that till about
it's
next
be
July.
Done.
Wait, how
no.
long are
ben,
you staying
you say
in Australia
it,
for?
It stopped being a date once you pissed your pants, and then it turned into a fiasco.
Okay,
show.
Anyway, so it doesn't matter because her brother and her are hammered, so they don't care. They just kind of laugh it off.
Oh, nice.
We go running around. What's up, Therese? We go running around in this city, and we go to the train station because she wants to buy cigarettes. So we go up in
pants.
We go up in fuck you, Drew. We go up into the train station and we're like trying to work this like automated vending machine for cigarettes, but we can't because we don't have an Italian ID. Wow.
Lame.
So we like there's this homeless guy sleeping in the train station, so we go over and we like look at him, and she and I are just like standing there like staring at this dude. She's like, "Yo, wake him up." No, I'm not going to fucking wake him up. You will fucking wake him up. And we just, like, argue back and forth for, like, 5 minutes. Just, like, who's going to wake up this homeless dude? Eventually, I wake him up. I, like, shake this dude awake. And he, like, looks up at him and he's like, dude, can you buy us cigarettes? And he's like, no, cigarettes are bad. You guys shouldn't smoke them. Fucking falls back asleep.
Yeah.
Just leaves us in the train station.
Oh, my gosh.
I just, like, looked at her and I was like, we just got told by a homeless dude not to buy cigarettes. And she's like, yeah, no.
I guess we should listen.
This is weird. Oh, and we, like, left. God. We just ran down the train station. We, like, ran off. We went to this, like, place.
Still in your piss-soaked pants.
Fuck you, Andrew.
Just highlighting the important details.
That's the answer.
We go to this like playground. It's this playground in the middle of like a populated area.
I already approve of it.
It's like a suburban area. Oh no. Okay, nothing.
Don't you fucking spill shit right now. All right. Anyway,
there's nothing in this. So,
wow.
So
anyway.
This, her brother, her, like, 19-year-old brother, like, runs up to this, like, toy house. We're in, like, a children's playground. And he, like, does, like, a perfect backflip.
A black flip.
Black.
Different from a white flip.
Fuck you guys.
A bit of a difference.
But not that there's anything wrong with that.
This guy does a perfect backflip off of this, like, little, like, playhouse.
Awesome.
And, like, me being, like, trying to be, like, tough for the girl is just like, oh, yeah, I can do that. I can do that. So I run full-on sprint towards this house. Like, the second before I jump, I just twist my ankle. Like,
full-on
just step on my ankle. My foot goes fucking sideways.
Oh, God.
And I just, like, crash head-on into this house. Just full-on face first right into the side of the house. Just fall back on my ass. And, like, I remember, like, the girl and her brother just, like, looking over me like, oh, my God, are you okay? I'm just like, yeah, pride's hurt a little bit, but no, I'm good.
So I stand up.
You
pissed your pants and you ran into a house.
It was so bad. I stand
Not
up.
The best night.
My ankle is done.
That sounds like a great night. Fuck you.
My ankle is fucking fried. Like,
which
it's,
ankle?
It's
which
done.
Ankle?
It's fucked up.
Which
it's
one?
It's broken or something. My left. My right. My right here.
Dude. You know what? Wait, when was this?
This is a long time ago. This is like two years ago.
You know what's funny? So the other night I went to a little kickback. You know, I don't really do anything like the rest of the kids do. But anyways, I went to this kickback. Me and my buddy, we left the kickback to go to this playground because it was hot in this garage. Because
of course,
hot boxing.
It's a garage, dude.
I just find it funny how we went on the swing set and I just jumped off the swing set the second time I tried. The first time I was successful and I was proud of myself. Anyways, and so I twisted my ankle heck of bad. And that's the third time this summer I've sprained this ankle. Well, it rolled it. I don't understand. I just keep messing.
You probably just roll it, dog.
Yeah, I roll it. But this is bad. I rolled my ankle for the third time this summer, and I'm like, I'm just trying to let it heal, but it won't happen.
Yeah, the worst I've ever done is break my face.
Nobody cares.
Yeah,
you
fucking
anyway,
broke your nose at that
I broke my entire
game.
Face. Phil, I have a quick question.
Yes.
What do all the kids do?
Drugs.
That's true.
No, see,
drugs. Yes!
Know,
yes! Yes! Yes!
See, no, that's actually
that's
true.
Because
that's
how you know they're cool.
No,
shit,
that's
I
actually
our
true.
Beer.
All the
right
kids
back.
In Kent, they
beer.
Smoke,
beer.
They drink, Yo. And they do all types of
ben,
different
I,
things.
I think you're okay for now. Yeah, you're all right, man.
I'm never okay for now.
Well, anyways, I'm different from most of the kids. I stay sober all the time, and I just do
that's
crazy.
What they all say.
But I mean it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear so...
I do parkour.
When Ben gets back, I want to hear the rest of his.
Ben, are
we're
you
never
okay?
gonna hear
oh,
the
yeah,
rest
did
of
he,
Ben's
did you
story.
Just leave us mid story.
It's gonna be a mystery forever.
Wait, yeah, was that mid story? Was that finished? Please explain.
It's not finished at all.
All right. Continue. All right.
The story is
it's
never over.
It's gonna be a mystery forever.
Part,
Phil's
part,
got
part,
something
part 10,
for you.
Part 10 or
so
something.
So tune in right now.
I
tune
eat in. Fat Lies. Shit. I just fall on the ground. I'm dying. I'm covered in piss. I'm tired. I'm drunk.
Oh, rolled an ankle.
This girl and her brother help me up. We walk out to the beach, right?
Nice.
We all lay down.
Romantic, very.
Yeah. And then this girl like leans up all super close to me and is just like, hey, look at these stars. And just starts like pointing out like different
you
constellations.
Piss yourself,
and
but these stars
and
are
you're
beautiful.
Like, bitch, I know my constellations. The fuck you saying?
I tried, but I fucked up because I was drunk.
No!
And I couldn't
you took
see
an astronomy
shit.
Cord.
No,
you took an astronomy course and you fucked
I couldn't see shit. I didn't know where the fuck I was. I was in a different hemisphere. I was fucked up.
Ben,
I couldn't see shit.
It's the same hemisphere.
I want to say something to Benjamin.
Go for it.
Benjamin, next time.
Yeah, Andrew has a point.
Next time you're on a bit of a date with a girl that you value. Or
don't even start.
Hey,
just don't steal the northern hemisphere.
Yeah. One shot less, okay?
There's never a shot less.
Okay.
I understand that,
knows
Benjamin.
The northern hemisphere.
But maybe if you don't drink as much, you'll see the stars that time, and you'll be able to have that moment with that girl. You know what I'm talking about?
Her hemisphere for state of mind.
Too many conversations.
True.
Never enough conversations.
I'm not going to lie.
Swear to me.
I'm pretty sure I could have done something with her if I hadn't pissed my pants.
That was the only.
But right about when I was right when I was gonna make a move, she made a I pissed my pants comment. And I knew I couldn't.
Wait, what was the comment?
I knew. She knew. That was when I was like, oh no, she fucking knows.
Yep,
she fucking knows. I died inside.
Wait.
So
Ben, what was the comment? That she was acknowledging the existence of your pissed pants?
She just made a joke about it. Like, oh,
quote
yeah.
For quote.
Well, at least I didn't piss myself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something like
that's
that.
Cold.
Yeah.
Unless she's extremely
colder than the pissed pants.
There's no way.
That being said, she told me if she was ever, if I was ever in Australia to hit her up. So
that's
wait, she lives in Australia?
I still have her on my friends list.
Stock up on depends beforehand.
I'm going to show y'all a picture because she's hot as fuck.
If you want to go with the pissed pants story, I got one from work even.
Fuck
wait,
you, Andrew.
Ben.
Pissed your pants at work?
Ben.
I did.
She lives in Australia?
All right. One of my coworkers
she's in
did.
Australia.
Okay, right. That part I didn't hear about the story because I was tinkling.
Yeah. She's Australian as shit. She and her family are Australian.
Does she hunt kangaroo?
No, but her brother left while we were on the beach. Okay, hold up.
Her brother
actually,
they
left. Had kangaroo jerky for sale at the fair.
Yes.
If you hit a guy with a boomerang, is it considered assault with a deadly weapon?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Really?
Only I mean, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Or is that good
jerky.
Luck?
Deadly.
The one on the right.
Idea. The one on the right?
Behold
scroll.
The photo.
Which one? Left.
Left.
Yep, I guess.
The difference between left and right. Figure it out now on TGIF Radio.
Hold up both hands. Make it. Stick your thumb out
which
and put
one
your.
Makes
yeah, exactly. Which one makes an L? That's your left
wait,
hand.
Wait, who is
if
that?
Got
first
north,
question
which
is.
S, which one makes a P? I don't understand.
Natalie, how are you doing? And Louise,
if
Natalie.
Your first question
is
what's an L?
Natalie,
go the fuck
listening.
Back to school. Thank you.
Natalie, if you're listening to this, just know that Benji loves you and he's perfect for
dude,
you.
Dude, Ben.
Fuck you.
Ben. Get her to listen to our fucking
very,
show.
Very, very much.
He
what?
Vodka
get her to listen
your
to our
name
fucking
he
show.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
When I go down there, I'm going to be like, hey, this is radio
most
show.
Show.
I'm on this show sometimes. And then you'll show her this episode and then she'll be all like, oh, yeah, you pissed your pants that one time.
Yes,
this isn't really going to
work. Dude, that's how I'm going to start.
And it haunted you.
Not even kidding.
And it'll
I'm going to be like, when I go down there, I'm going to be like, hey, do you want to go hang out with this dude who pissed his pants 2 years ago? That's how I'm going to start
dude.
The conversation.
And she goes,
I don't give
good.
A fuck. She will laugh. I don't care.
Self-deprecation is the fucking, that's
you know
the in. That's the in.
Yeah,
you're
seriously.
Good.
I'm just going to be like, yep, nope, I pissed myself. How's it going?
Ben's game is top
I
want to
hang
she's
out with
man
you.
Up. What part of Australia is she in?
Melbourne, motherfucker!
Which side is that on?
Sydney. It's below Sydney.
There's
only
side.
One place where there are
the
cities, Renee.
It's like the bottom
place.
Left or bottom right corner is where all the cities are. The rest of it is basically just. There's
everything
else
there's, is Mad Max, motherfucker.
Yeah, there's the cities.
What?
There's the cities, and then you go outside and it's just
Ben.
Skulls and
you
crossbones.
How many conversations are going
everywhere.
On?
Come on.
Don't you fucking kill yourself, okay?
Okay, let's keep it to two conversations.
If you puke
time.
Tonight, I will record it and I will show it tomorrow.
Everybody takes a pull of Carlo Rossi. My God.
Renee.
Yo.
We should keep it to maybe 27 Andrew, conversations at a time. Just saying.
I'm driving later. No.
Wait, shit. Are we at
28?
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes, we need to focus on making a Russian accent for the rest of this episode. But anyways.
I don't know about that.
What?
I mean,
what are you talking about?
Is definitely an Irish accent.
What are you talking about?
Would you say so?
Probably.
Okay. I actually got a joke I could do in the Irish accent.
Please do it.
If you want
it.
But wait, you want the joke or do you want the accent?
Both. Let's hear both. Yeah, both.
Yes, please. Combine the both the best.
All right. All right. So.
Just kidding. Sorry.
What's up?
Fuck you, Bill.
Continue.
Yeah, I gotta figure out this guy's name.
As for myself, I can do a much better Scottish accent than I can an Irish.
You know what? I approve, right, yeah. Drew. That was amazing.
Sorry, I had to figure out this guy's name in the joke.
What was his name?
So Paddy's sitting in the bar, and he's having a few drinks, and it's getting close to closing time. And he says to the bartender,
assuming bar's closed in Ireland.
Well, Jimmy, it's about time for me to head home. And he gets up off the stool. And he falls flat on his face.
Oh, jeez.
Bartender says, you're all right there, Paddy.
No.
He says, I'll be fine.
No, he won't.
If I can just get to me flat, I'll be fine.
No.
So Paddy makes his way over to his flat.
Yes, he does.
And he falls flat on his face again.
He
did. And he says to himself, I'll be fine.
Yes, he will.
If I can just make it to the top of the stairs,
you will be fine.
I'll be fine. So he makes it to the top of the stairs. And he falls flat on his face again. And he thinks to himself, I'll be fine.
He'll be fine.
If I can just make my way over to me bed.
If he can just make his way to
the bed. What the fuck are you doing?
Phil, goddammit!
Shut up.
I swear to God!
Continue, Renee. I was adding to the fact.
You're doing like the fucking shit from Wayne's World where they're like mouthing the countdown to the camera.
Yes. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Complete silence.
Okay, I forgot where I was.
Falls flat on his face.
Stairs. All right. So he finally makes it over to his bed. He collapses next to his dear wife, and his wife says to him, "You been out drinking at the bar again, Paddy?" And he says, "Well, yes, Mrs. Why do you ask?" And she says, "You left your wheelchair there again."
What?
Holy smokes.
What?
Because he keeps falling on his face.
Shit! I get it now. God, oh my god!
Very dark, very fast.
Yes.
It's a tale of alcoholism and disabilities.
That's depressing.
Look it up.
That is kind of messed up.
Does that mean one cure or the other?
Stop talking Russian, goddammit, we're in America!
Maybe no!
Здравствуйте!
I don't know as though we've ever done this, if we could go around the table very quickly. What, if you can do impressions, what is the impression that you are most proud of? And can you do it on the show?
Shit.
I've been doing it the whole time.
I would say my best accent is Dick Clark.
Oh shit! Yes! Oh my god, yes!
And I just want to
what?
Say,
yes!
Happy New Year! To
Dick
you
Clark, baby! Woo! For the win!
I'm talking to you guys from the grave.
Yes!
Let her finish.
Underscore R-E-N-H-O-T.
Shut the fuck up.
And I say to myself,
sorry, help
you heard me.
What a wonderful world.
It fucking kills me, dude.
Oh, no, they're so hot.
I can't top that. Nope.
You don't have any that you're even remotely proud of?
Thank you, Andrew, for that wonderful display.
Come on, dude.
Nope, nothing right that I can think of.
Damn, man. even a racist accent. I mean, I just want something from you.
It's not racist if you really try to.
Like you're supposed to yes and this whole table. You're not supposed to put a stop.
I just made fun of a dead guy. Come on.
Yeah, goddammit.
Anyways, continue.
Anything goes.
Your turn, man.
Ben, do an accent or impersonation or something.
Something that you're proud of, at least.
Morty. I can't do this all day. Come on.
Well, gee, Rick, you know,
I'm trying to text right now. Like, I'm trying. I can't.
You know, the burp count fits with that impersonation.
I'm trying to burp. I'm trying to text. I can't do shit right now, Morty.
Well, why are you trying to text at an important time like this, Rick?
Morty.
The planet's about
to
be destroyed.
You don't even understand. Like, texting is. It's extremely important. Like.
Wow. I'm not even doing it good. Fuck me. God damn it.
You gotta roughen it up a little bit, Ben.
I can do it better when I'm like more sober.
You need to smoke a couple more packs of them cigarettes.
There you go.
Seriously.
I don't have anything, dude. I don't have anything.
You don't have nothing.
That's okay.
All I have is Russian. I can't do anything.
That is what I
was
saying.
Not even like
Russian is easiest accent to do. Most certainly.
Yeah,
you just have to draw on many movies action from the 1980s.
Dude, all right.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
All right, Theron. If you want like an easy impression,
no,
do like
let me have the floor.
No. I gotta help them with this.
Okay.
God damn it.
Where are you
Benjamin,
going,
get back here, you son of a gun. Yes.
Benjamin is leaving.
Benjamin, you get back here.
The Philip.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Terrence passing. Go.
Okay. As I was saying, I wanted the flu. Oh, wait. Why am I talking the accent? Yeah.
I don't know. I thought.
Anyways, as I'm saying, Theron and I don't know why, but anytime I'm hanging out with Theron, we randomly always talk in like a Russian accent. But anyways,
at the same time.
Yes, at the same time. We always
sound like Marlon Brando doing a Russian accent.
We have.
Has he done one before?
No,
it's okay. I'm not that good at it. No. It's not. I'm not that good at it, but I try really hard, so it's the best I can do. So me and Theron, that's our specialty. Anyways, Casey,
it's not bad. Actually, I have a couple friends that I'm friends with that actually are either Ukrainian or Russian.
Drew, I love you, but I don't care. Casey, it's your turn.
What are you talking about?
That's the Indian voice I'm talking about.
I did not drive my camel 25 miles to get here. To hear you get all mad at
exactly,
Russians.
Exactly. So you're the one I call when I call customer service.
What are you talking about?
That's a fucking good app.
That is
man.
A brilliant. Right. That is a brilliant Indian.
Good. That was really good.
Welcome to my home. Do not disappoint my family. What? Do not insult my store.
Free taxi services.
If we want to keep into the theme of the Simpsons accent, I could do a Professor Frigg reasonably well.
I can't.
You know?
I think
you do Mr. Burns relatively well.
Well, I suppose you could do that impression if you want, but I have here an invention that transforms your voice into any sort of waveform that you wish. You could speak to dolphins if you would. I call the Frigg Voice Transmogrifier.
That's
it's
really impressive.
Title.
It's pretty good.
Rene, you win!
Woo! I didn't know this was a competition.
He wins the interwebs.
Well, you just win just
he
because
wins
that was
the interwebs.
Amazing. You
that's
win
fine.
The interwebs. You get dollars of many dollars.
You get Dogecoin.
Accent is definitely an accent I have to walk on before I can get.
You
I,
get
I,
the gold.
See, I slip into other accents when I try and do Scottish. Bitcoin. I can do it for a little
you're
while.
You're doing Scottish right now?
No, I slip into Australian.
You know why my dog behaves? He's a
I slip in either Australian or Russian when I do Scottish for too long if I don't think about it and work on it for a little
yeah,
bit beforehand.
Yeah, it's a bit – it's tough to hold on to Scottish. Like,
I mean, when I get onto it and I get into it, I can actually keep with it. It just takes me a
go,
minute.
Go.
It takes me a minute to get into it.
What, do you need like –
No,
do,
I feel bad.
Do you need some motivation?
No, I'm good. I'll get into it.
I'll get you some music. Just give me –
I don't have headphones.
Well, I promise you'll enjoy it.
Motivation. Wait, why am I still
I have a feeling I know what you're going to be playing, but...
Do you?
Zutkanish! What does that mean?
Oh, no, I was expecting bagpipes.
Bagpipes? No, you're doing Russian, aren't you?
No, I thought I was doing Scottish.
Scottish, yes, you're doing Scottish.
Is this our, like, polka dubstep?
No, this is Rasputin.
Oh.
By,
yeah, I know the song.
Russian is all about
the Rasputin.
Yes, correct. Ra, Rasputin, you know, that.
Hey, Drew, go for it.
You got music. This should get you in the mood.
Do it.
The Russian accent is an easy one for me to slip into because I do a mixture of Gary Oldman from Air Force One and the mixture of other classic Russian villains from many movies of action from America. Though they are quite capitalist and bigoted movies, I still love them. Even though they do kill many of me countrymen.
You know, that's very true. There's
that's
this one.
But I do not hold it against them because it just shows that they fear us so terribly that we are always villain.
You know what's terrible about... I honestly forgot that Gary Oldman was in Air Force One.
Yeah, he's the main villain.
I mean,
it's fantastic.
Yeah. I need to watch Air Force One
again. That's one of Gary Oldman's features. He can be anybody.
It's true. Yeah. I mean, I liked him in Leon the Professional most.
Yeah.
I think. He screams everyone.
Yeah, that's so great. That,
I don't
want to
do
that
it.
That still
actually.
Gets into one of the creepiest gifts I've ever seen, though.
Yes.
Serious question. Where did everybody go?
Ben went outside for a smoke. And Theron...
Or to puke.
Joined him.
Is Theron puking?
Yeah, they're puking. Nope. He's puking off his deck. I don't know.
You
know
Theron definitely is out there smoking.
No, but I mean about everyone. I swear there was like 20 other people.
There were two other people at this
there
table, and they are now gone.
But yeah. What about the rest of our guests? What about
you are off by a multiple
what
of 10.
What about Alexandra Udanov?
Who the fuck is that?
Oh.
Vladimir Putin.
Well, I knew who that is.
The only famous Russians I can think of are the dictators and then like the dude who shot himself in the face with a particle accelerator.
Hey, Drew. Drew, I want to say something to you. I want to thank you for explaining to me what AK-47 really meant. It was Automatic Kalashnikov 1947. Not very many people know what that actually means, but thanks to you. Well, that was really terrible. But thanks to you, Drew, I understand.
What in the Joseph Stalin's going on here?
You know, that's
he explained the heritage of the name of the AK-47.
Yeah, thanks to Drew.
Which is automatic Kalashnikov model of 1947.
Yep, and thanks to Drew, I actually understand that. And you know, 99.99999% of the people don't even know what they're talking about.
Sounds
when
like
say
you
AK-47.
Had like a literally like country accent right there.
What are you talking about, Casey?
I tell you what.
Y'all
know.
Gosh darn better hear this right here now.
You know what? If you take my daughter to prom, you best bet you're meeting a shotgun when you take her home, boy.
Well, see here, Sonny. If you take her to the prom, I mean, it's not the end of the world. You just got to treat her like a lady.
Y'all looking dumber than a stump in the middle of July and August night with the sun in the
face. I was trying to do Jimmy Stewart. I mean, because he kind of stammers along as he talks. He kind of doesn't really know his lines before he says them.
Well, I tell you what, man. You know, think about Doc Boohan. You know, he doesn't have much sense, but you know,
I'm not going to pretend that I know what you're saying, but I think I know what you're saying.
You say you kind of hope playing
something you can't get done.
You know, it don't matter which way. I
just realized Foghorn Leghorn is just a Southern Jimmy Stewart.
I'll say this, that ain't no chicken.
That's goddamn glorious. Yes.
You see here, now this is my tail feathers.
What, you better shake them.
Oh,
Blues Brothers reference. You need to watch it.
Which one?
Blues Brothers.
Oh,
it's the Ray Charles song.
Shake
your tail feathers.
I'm so happy you brought that.
We're watching that tonight, though.
I brought Silence of the Lambs, though, too.
Yeah, if you even stay awake.
Ooh.
I can stay awake.
You still hit that terrible scream of the lambs.
You were falling asleep during Blazing Saddles last week.
I know, it sucked.
But you can't fall asleep to Anthony Hopkins talking about the screaming of the lambs.
Have the lambs stop.
You're scaring me at this point.
I'd be down for some Blues.
You have no idea about Anthony Hopkins scaring you in this movie. It's one of his creepiest roles he ever does. He only blinks once in all
of
his
screen
time.
One of the voices I'm about.
You're going to be responsible for any nightmares I have. I'm just saying.
I fully accept that responsibility, Clarice.
It's not like a horror movie.
No, it's creepy, but it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a thrill.
I think it's still
Will,
a movie.
Is there any
I still
action,
think it's one of my all-time favorite
know,
movies, period.
C4 yeah. breaking down
it rubs
walls
itself with the lotion and puts the lotion
please,
in
please.
Okay, I'm done. Gone. Bye.
Actually, Michael C. Hall does a fantastic impersonation of Buffalo Bill.
It puts the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again. It does
it
this
puts,
whenever it's yeah. told. I can't do it.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
Put the lotion in the fucking basket!
That is disgusting.
You don't know what pain is!
You don't yeah. know. Hey, no, can anybody. Is... You know Bane? Shoot. Can anybody do a really good Bane accent?
You just have to do an English Darth Vader when you're covering your mouth.
Nobody cared who I was till I put on the mask.
Ooh.
The fire rises. They expect one of us to
recognize
the darkness
is your ally.
No,
but I was
bro.
Born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was a man.
You know what? That's a really hard voice impression to make.
It's basically British Darth Vader.
It's true, really.
Yeah.
But he's way more hardcore than Darth Vader. I am sorry, but
he's
really...
much more hands-on. Darth Vader's much more middle
Dude,
management.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Bane is just straight-up hardcore. He does
pretty
not
much nails
care.
It pretty good.
Darth Vader's middle management, and Bane
and who
is...
who is the Emperor?
He's just the CEO, the chairman,
Dude, okay.
chairman of the
if
board.
If you give Bane a lightsaber, he'll kill Darth Vader. I'm sorry, it's just true. He's just way better in every single way. You know,
I would
Tom
love
Hardy.
To see that? Holy
I
crap!
I would watch that. No
that
doubt.
But cool. just...
wait. It has to be like you know, like customized. So like, Bane has his own special weapon, not a lightsaber specifically, because that's too leaning towards Star Wars too much. But his own type of thing.
He's fighting Darth Vader. That's about as Star Wars as you can get.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying he needs his own weapon. Then again, he just beats the crap out of people.
He doesn't
fists.
Need a weapon. He just had, yeah.
I think honestly, just
Dude,
Bane with brass knuckles would be enough to take on
Darth Vader with
no,
a lightsaber.
He fucking wouldn't. No, Darth Vader's got a laser sword.
Okay, lightsaber brass knuckles. I mean, it's got like a little laser lightsaber beam going across the knuckles to block
Yo.
A sword swipe.
Why not?
He's
why
like.
Just give them both
light.
I think giving them both lightsabers would be a bit
fair enough.
Faster
well,
because
like... League of Shadows does do swordplay stuff, so he would know how to use it. Speaking of lightsabers,
Dude,
actually read a recent explanation with the new Star Wars movie coming out. The you know the bad guy's lightsaber, the Triblade thing.
Yeah,
how the lightsaber looks like—it's really like kind of jagged and like sparking and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I actually read. Actually, I think it was Abrams actually. So it was saying kind of why it looks that way, why it looks very different than a lot of other lightsabers.
Okay.
Because it's the villain's basically, it's his basic rudimentary attempt at making a lightsaber without any sort of training as to how to do so.
Oh,
so it's really spotty.
So it's a very rudimentary, very basic, very shoddy building of a lightsaber. I mean, it works, but it's not as nearly as refined or as, you know, complete or good as the classic Jedi ones.
Is that why he has those silly,
wait
like,
a second,
guards?
That makes sense.
No, that's why basically it looks like it's almost like it's a sort of flame with some sparks coming off it.
Oh my god.
Because
gosh,
it can't control an
now.
even level of energy throughout the beam.
I'm so fucking excited to see that movie.
I am maintaining a positive skepticism, I'm not going to lie. I want it to be fantastic, but I'm worried at the same time.
I mean, it's fine to be worried because, you know, they are doing shit like rebooting RoboCop and
Indiana Jones reboots
and
Indiana Jones reboots has been in talks for a while. What?
What was that? Batman with Ben Affleck. When's that going to come out?
Well, that's going
to
be
next, right. next May. That actually might be pretty good.
That's okay because it gives, you know, Ben Affleck as Batman.
Because it's not following any other Batman continuity as far as I know.
Yeah, I can't think of anything. Because in the trailers, you can see that during Man of Steel, Superman actually fucks up the Wayne Enterprises building. And in the trailer, you can see Ben Affleck, he's running towards his building trying to save people.
Yeah, he's running towards the destruction, trying to save people from the falling debris in buildings.
Immediately, he has a history with Superman.
And
he
a reason
has a
not
reason
to trust
to
him.
Hate him and
well,
a reason
not necessarily
to
hate, but not to trust. I mean, I can see hate, but definitely distrust at the very least, or a worried, watchful eye kind of thing.
It's true. Dude,
wait, okay, so I'm confused. Superman versus Batman isn't it like Superman's like some sort of immortal idol and Batman kind of tries to
basically
fight him?
Superman is kind of viewed by many as basically being the savior of humanity kind of thing, but
yeah.
Batman is kind of the belief that basically what's to keep him in check, he has enough power, he could single-handedly kill every single person on Earth, completely level the planet if he wanted to. What's keeping him in check? What's keeping him from doing that?
So what's the point in the whole movie?
Basically, it's distrust, and he saw the level of destruction that occurred in Man of Steel firsthand, and so he's basically kind of trying to keep Superman in check, and I'm guessing he thinks Superman goes too far and basically decides to take up the mantle of Batman again.
That makes sense. Batman's the only... That's what I found amazing. Batman's the one non-corruptible hero, and he's only human. I love that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And I'm not even sure, like, how he beats
nobody cares,
Superman.
Renee.
Well, I know he's Batman's
sure
done a
someone
couple
cares.
I know he's. It's been in other comic books. Basically, he like did like a very very thin lining of lead underneath the cowl, so Superman wouldn't know who Batman was.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then he wouldn't see his face. And then also, I think he's done. He's also used like little kryptonite tools at the same time.
Really?
So yeah, I don't know. That'll be
what
interesting.
Are you bowing out?
He's gone, dude. He's
Ben's
so
gonna pass out.
God damn it, Ben!
He got schwasty.
Well, he's not gonna watch fucking Blues Brothers. To tell you
what, we could always do it in the morning
he'll
too.
He'll pass out. All he's right. The 2 a.m., 10 a.m. kind of guy. I remember him saying that last week.
It's true. Like, yeah, he's sitting in that spot.
2 a.m.
And I yelled directly in his face to see if he waked up. He would wake up. He didn't. So well, you know, that's probably where he's.
You know
right
what gets
now.
Him to wake up? You slap him. Slap right across the face.
That one thing?
Or doing Q-tip torture.
I didn't really need him
Drew,
to wake up. I was just seeing if he could. You know?
It works.
It does work horribly.
What's
well.
What's Q-tip torture?
Basically, horribly if somebody's well. Trying to sleep and basically you need them to wake up, you take a Q-tip and a little, like a Dixie cup of water. You take one end, you kind of just ruffle it up, basically get the cotton on the end kind of in a loose pack, kind of almost a wispiness.
Yeah.
You kind of brush that underneath the nose, in the nostril, in the ear, that kind of stuff, basically across the lips, across the eyebrows, and just kind of get annoying the person. And then also you take the other end, dip it in the water, and like kind of just touch it on the edge of the ear so the water drop goes into the ear.
Oh,
you
no.
do that on the nostril too.
Well...
My dad used to do that to wake my sister and I up when we wouldn't wake up in the mornings.
But
we got two chances he would come in and wake us up. If we didn't get up on the third time, it was Q-tip time.
So it was fairly effective, would you say?
Yeah, relatively.
Would it be more or less effective than, say, pouring water directly into the ear?
No, pouring water on the ear would be much more effective because it'd be more of a shock.
Yeah, that's usually what I go
My parents
for.
Yelled at me.
To make a
mess.
Casey, get the fuck up.
Not much.
It's like, mess. No, they would never say that.
Casey, they'd yell and like,
okay,
bust
Casey,
my door in.
Really?
They'd just be like, okay, get up already. And I'd be like, okay, I'm up. And I'd run over.
I mean,
I prefer you to wake up. Okay, Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
For me, it's two options. Either you get water in your ear or you get me running into your room banging a spoon to a pot. And
that
works pretty well.
That happened to me too. The whole
all right
kitchen utensils and making sound.
Yeah, that's fun to do. Really, it's not fun to be on the other side of that.
We did shit like that similar in boot camp. Try to get people up. We'd have spare racks. We'd take the drawers out of them and we'd start banging and walking around the compartment in there to wake people up in the morning.
Nice.
It was.
Why don't you just basically grab their mattress and just flip them out of it?
We didn't want to have to deal with that.
Why?
Because we never made our racks in the morning, we slept.
That's their responsibility to make their own rack.
No, it's a division effort. If one person wasn't done, we'd all be getting beat until they were done.
Oh, well, so then you do a Full Metal Jacket soap party if that person doesn't shape
please,
up.
That is a
Private Pile, why is your Foot Locker unlocked? You got to do that whole thing.
We
dude,
did beat
that
someone.
Movie's so sad. I don't even want to think about that.
That's a good movie,
it is
man.
Sad, but it's also hilarious and wonderful and great at the same time.
Five stars movie, okay? It's a 5-star movie, but just it's just so depressing, man.
Yeah.
I bet the best part of you run right down the crack of your mama's ass and end up as a brown stain on the mattress.
I think you've been cheated.
Okay, the only like optimistic
part
the
opening
movie.
5 minutes are the best part of the movie though. Just the nonstop single take of him walking around just berating everybody. That he completely improved. He wrote his own lines for that.
Who? Sonnery Gradjic?
Well, he improved that whole
Arlie Ermey basically Arlie Ermey wrote almost all of his lines except for like I think he like Kubrick wrote like one or two of his lines. The rest of them he came up with on his own.
Impressive.
Yeah, because he actually was a drill sergeant before he became an actor.
Yeah.
So it was very natural for him to slip back into it.
You know the show Mail Call? You remember that?
No.
Oh, goodness. Gunnery Sergeant, bro. Mail Call? I swear.
He
shot guns every single episode. Mail Call? Yeah. That was a good show.
He talk about guns and just random other stuff.
Everything military-wise. It was a dope show.
Sounds interesting.
It was dope.
It was like...
I think
History Channel before it turned into like
aliens,
Pawn Stars and stuff like that.
Aliens and reality TV. Yeah,
Bigfoot unseen.
Yeah,
aliens and Hitler. What do they have in
common?
2-hour
special: The Hunt for Bigfoot.
Yeah. Bigfoot is real.
Actually, I think History Channel did like a 48-hour nonstop marathon of ancient aliens one time.
Jesus Christ!
It's sad.
Did I ever show you guys they made a trailer for the newest season of Ancient Aliens? And
why bother? Because the people who are going to watch it are already going to watch it anyways, and the people who aren't going to watch it are going to ignore the trailer.
Because honestly, it's a fucking good trailer, and I'll tell you why. Because it starts out with an image of the universe, and it starts zooming out, and that image of the universe turns into atoms, and those atoms turn into DNA, and that DNA turns into dust mites, and that those dust mites start zooming out, and it turns into hair, and eventually the frame just turns into the forehead up of that Giorgio A. Tuscaloosa guy with the crazy fucking hair, and it says all like, New Ancient Alien Season 9-8 Central. That's a fucking good trailer, man. Because they're acknowledging the existence of this guy's crazy hair, and
just
that's what everybody's watching
thing.
For.
They embrace the meme.
Yeah.
It's true.
Aliens.
Yeah.
that's when the memes get dank. You'll know.
What is it like? Too young to explore the world, too soon to explore the universe.
Born too late to explore the world. Born too early to explore the galaxy.
Yeah.
Born just early, just the right time to explore dank memes.
I love that thing.
What a wonderful thing for our listeners to contemplate.
This is my favorite
and on that
song.
Note, we end.
It's a goddamn good song. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not. We want you at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at tgifradio.com. And remember, if you're listening to this on KOUG, you're listening to it a week late. Make sure you go to our website to get up-to-date episodes. Anything
and
you guys
unedited, by the way.
It's true. Oh, yeah, I did forget that. Anything you guys want to say before we shut this down?
Bonus scenes. No, just kidding.
it's been fun.
All right.
Good to speak on this radio show.
Yep.
Yes.
Hello, Renee. I love you.
Yay. Love you too.
Everybody loves Renee.
It'll probably be a while till I get back on, but hey, party on.
All right.
We love you.
Glad to have you here.
You'll be back on next week, though, right?
It's a possibility.
All right. It'll probably be at my house, but Abby's 21st birthday.
I already did my plug for hoverboards, but which is usually my outro, but I don't know. Everybody stay safe out there and have fun. And if you're listening on KOG, don't get too stressed with anything. And just, if you need to decompress, just listen to us.
All right. We'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.